How you approach your goals can be key to attaining them. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joanne Dixon, professor of psychology and mental health at Edith Cowan University, determines the best way to look at where you want to go.
Are you chasing your dreams or running from your fears? A recent study found that when it comes to pursuing personal goals and protecting your mental well-being, it pays to understand your underlying motives. We surveyed 210 participants to investigate the relationship between underlying goal motives, emotion regulation, and anxiety and depression. Two distinct types of motives that underpin personal goal pursuit are avoidance-oriented motives, that is, avoiding threatening or feared outcomes, and approach-oriented motives, striving toward desirable outcomes. We found those who pursue goals driven by underlying fear-based motives, avoidance, were more likely to report difficulties in emotion regulation, which in turn exacerbated symptoms of depression and anxiety. In contrast, approach motives were not associated with difficulties in emotion regulation, nor depression or anxiety. This suggests pursuing goals for approach reasons appears to play a protective role in maintaining well-being. An approach motive may underpin an avoidance goal and vice versa. For example, an approach goal to do well in an exam may be driven by an avoidance motive to prevent feeling a failure. So it pays to understand motives that drive goal pursuit. Personal reflection is likely to increase awareness, which in turn creates options, such as adapting or reframing personal goals and motives as needed to enhance well-being. Our findings advance an understanding of depression and anxiety from a motivation and emotion regulation perspective.
That was Joanne Dixon of Edith Cowan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.